from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
Pittsburgh was good for me all the way around. I never miss a beat.
I was born and raised in Bel Suver.
Money don't make a happy man.
I wasn't born in
a happy man can go and make some money.
The fact that we had to go to black schools, couldn't eat in a restaurant.
To shine. And I shine with my mind, and I stay on my grind.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Devon Madden, age 28 at the time of this interview.
I evolved from one of the problematic community members when I was growing up. I was constantly being destructive in the community, hanging out with the wrong people, leading people in the wrong direction. I didn't have that example. I didn't know what it looked like. So a lot of things I did with life was just guessing, just trying to find my way. My late teens, I started to see two lives. I was like, either I'm going to be dead or I can go to college. I always wanted to play football. In order to play professional sports, I knew I had to go to college. So I started to visualize myself being on campus, wearing a book bag, going to class. And once I was able to visualize that, it ended up coming true. My hardest decision was I was very loyal to my friends, you know, because I remember when I first went, some of my friends was like, yo, how are you going to leave? We're following you. Then you just walk away. And it was like, okay, how can I pursue my careers without having my friends upset that I don't want to hang with them? Because I used to go to college and I used to come home every weekend just so I can feel loyal to my friends, separating myself from my friends and understanding that I can't allow his emotions and his feelings to dictate my future. And once I was able to just shut it off and just like, I gotta find new friends, I gotta move on, and having to accept the fact that I changed and I'm different, life became a lot easier. I was always part of sports my whole life. Played sports since I was in middle school all the way through college. And when I got out of college, I wasn't necessarily prepared for a career because I dedicated so much time to sports. So I wanted to start an organization to get kids to start thinking outside of sports before they even get into college. Dwayne Brown inspired me to become a trainer. I never thought I was going to be a coach. My senior year in college, I did my internship with his organization. That's 2/10 speed and agility. And he asked me, could I start helping train some of the kids? And that inspired me to get into the line of mentoring and training athletes. What I do for a living is I inspire people to do what inspires them. And that's the gist of what I do. I do multiple things. I'm an athletic coach, athletic trainer. I coach high school football. I'm also the director of Voices Against Violence. Now I'm the executive director, president, and owner of Shadow Student Athletes. It's very important to stay consistent with youth because majority of youth that I do know, their parents are very inconsistent. Teachers are very inconsistent, sometimes inconsistent food, inconsistency in every aspect of life. People give up on youth all the time because they don't meet our expectations. So I think it's very important that I stay consistent because I know someone else is going to drop the ball at some point in time. Someone being consistent, somebody being there every day, it gives a kid some hope. I would tell a kid that grew up in a hostile environment similar to mine's, be transparent, because if you're not transparent, can't no one help you. That was my biggest thing growing up as a young man, is that I was afraid to be transparent. I was afraid to tell people what I've been through. I was afraid to tell people what I needed and how I was hurt. And once I was able to be secure in who I am, I was able to get help. And I tell a lot of young men to don't look for a role model, look for a mentor. A role model is someone you can't touch, someone you can't see, someone you can't ask questions. LeBron James is a role model. That kid will never be able to have a conversation with him on a day-to-day basis, but a mentor, somebody in the community that may play sports, that may win the college, someone they can actually talk to, someone they can share their past experiences with. I'll tell a young person to try to reach out as much as you can to older people to get advice from. I know how to lead from within. I think that's very important. A lot of people try to lead other people, but don't necessarily know how to lead themselves. They lead other people with these certain standards, certain principles, certain ideologies, but they technically in their private lives don't live by that. And by me leading from within, I learned how to lead myself. So my leadership at work is the same leadership at home. When I come to my traditional job, I don't look at it as work. I look at it as another opportunity to inspire individuals. So that alone, I feel successful. Whatever inspires you, do what inspires you. Inspire other people to be inspired.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Shaquan Adair and Elijah Peterson. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.